Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean, and I'm here with you again today. Where we're sharing practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. For those of you who are listening in for the first time, a very special welcome to you. If you'd like to connect with the show, you can comment in our chat room, which is open now on blogtalkradio.com. And if you'd like to call into the show with any comments or any questions once you've introduced our guest, you can call in on 646-668-8471. And if you'd like to email any questions, please feel free to send them to info@businesswithexcellence.com. Well, today I'm really glad to have a wonderful guest in our show today. And our guest today is Tukumbo Oshambeyo, and she's going to be talking about financial consciousness. So I'd like to welcome Tukumbo into our show today. Hi, Tukumbo.
Hello, Sharon. Thank you for having me. I'm, you know, quite excited about, you know, financial consciousness is one of those areas in my life that I always love to share with people, you know, anything to do with finance and money management. So I'm really excited to be here tonight.
Oh, that is wonderful. So for our listeners out there today, we're going to be discussing through the show financial consciousness. And I've got my special guest, Tukumbo, here. She's a financial skills trainer. She's an entrepreneur, event organizer, motivator, inspirational speaker, careers consultant, author and writer. That is a lot, Tukumbo. Tell me a little bit about your passion for financial consciousness or about helping people financially.
Well, it all started way back almost 20 years ago, you know, where it started. And I used to run my own business before, you know, I got into this. I used to run a retail business. And I was making a lot of money back in, that was back in Africa. I was really making money because I was running three different types of businesses that I kind of, you know, pioneered, you know, quite a bit of it. And I made huge amounts of money. But what I'd noticed is that money was coming in and money was going out. And I, you know, eventually we had some personal things that we went through, you know, in my family. And we discovered that we had no money skills whatsoever. You know, even though I made lots of money, I just didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know how to take, you know, that income to the next level. And we kind of, I would say, lost it all. And that kind of got me curious into finding out, what is it about money? What am I supposed to do with money when it comes in? And even when we lost that money, it was learning how to manage and live a life based on what we had at that time. So I've kind of gone through the different kinds of areas in which people, you know, experience financially. So I've been up there with loads of money and I've been down there with absolutely nothing. And I've had a taste of both sides. And I've come away and learned so much. And I just dedicated my life to teaching people and creating that awareness. And this year, I've dedicated myself to financial consciousness, you know, as a theme for the year.
Oh, that's wonderful. So would you like to tell our viewers and our listeners at the moment, in terms of financial consciousness, when you hear that word, I mean, it's a powerful word. How would you describe it if you're going to say to someone, you know, it's important for you to be financially conscious? What would you say that means?
Well, I always like to use the layman's terms. You know, I don't like making money a complicated thing. I always like to teach in the simplest form. So when it comes to financial consciousness, I just put it this way, as you being aware of your finances, you know, of your financial life, the decisions, the choices you make, the inflow and outflow of money in your life. Are you aware of it? Because a lot of people, yeah. when they spend, they don't think about what they are spending on. They don't check to see the emotion behind their spending or behind their handling of money. It just, for a lot of people, just like I was, it comes in, it goes out, and we actually don't know what money can do or is doing in our life.
Yeah, and that is so true, because even at school we're taught, you know, maths, we're taught algebra, but not really taught how to actually manage money and be aware of what we're actually doing with money. I mean, I've heard many people say, I go to work and I just pay the bills. But if you ask them what is the exact amount coming out or going in, they may not know. So are you going to give us some tips? We're going to look at how can we be consciously aware of how money flows in and out of our lives. What would you say to that, Segundo?
For me, I always start off with a budget. Now, a lot of people have a different view to the budget. They, a lot of people see it as it being a poverty mindset. You know, if you're always thinking in the area of abundance, then you don't restrict yourself by having a budget. And that's, you know, some school of thought. But I just believe that having a budget helps you to organize your finances, helps you to consciously be aware of where your money will be going. So you first start off with knowing how much is coming in, because it's what you have coming in that you now plan on. And the basic plan is the budget. That's what it is. A budget, you know, whatever name people want to call it, it's just a plan.
Yeah.
It's
so basically
a simple plan.
If someone's, that's wonderful. So if someone's working, or if someone's getting money coming in, or even if they're not working but they're getting maybe benefits, what you're saying is that they should all start with a budget.
Yes, for me, I call the budget the breath of money. That's what I call it. That's what the budget.
I like that.
That's what the budget is.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
and so that's basically what I do say is when you want to start with the budget.
Start with the budget. Okay. So we're talking to Segundo here. She's our financial trainer and also has a passion for financial consciousness, and that's what we're discussing today. But if you want to take part in the conversation, or if you have a question that you'd like to put forward to Segundo regarding your own finances or regarding tips or advice that you need, please submit them. I'm also on Twitter at SharonBWE, and you can also submit your questions into the chat room. So you wrote a statement here, Segundo, that most people live very unconscious financial lives, allowing money to be the driver of their destiny over them taking charge financially. That's a powerful statement. So in terms of financial value, we talked about the budget. Sometimes people are not aware of their financial emotions. What would be your tip in terms of financial value?
When I talk about people's value, what, you know, it's part of it is your belief system and also the values. Now, for me, what are my values? What do I hold dear? Now, some of the things I hold dear is being, you know, first that I am a Christian, and I know that this evening we're not talking about Christianity, but I am. And because I am, that is part of what my values are as well. So with my finances, when I have money coming in, I know that part of my money is going towards tithing, part of my money is going towards giving, part of my money is going towards looking after my family. So these are some of the things that I value. You know, I value my family. I value my Christian work. I value, you know, doing something in the kingdom. I value giving back to society. So these are some of the things that drive me. So when I have money coming in, my money would go towards these areas, doing different things. Whereas some other people don't have those kind of values. Some have no values, in a sense, because let's be honest, we all have one kind of value or the other. It might be known to you and it might not be known. It's just like people who go out drinking.
Yeah.
Now, some people could get into the pub and say, I'm only going to spend £10 in the pub, because they are drinkers. but someone else could get into the pub, and I'm going a little bit into emotions here, could get into the pub and, you know, see a whole lot of, you know, maybe their friends and decide that, you know what, I'm going to treat all my friends tonight and just say something like open bar. And then before the night's over, they probably spent £300 or £400 that they had not planned for. £300 or £400 that probably was money assigned to something else. So when they leave the pub, right at that in the, that moment, they're excited. They are surrounded by friends that are hailing them and are praising them, and you know who are filling up their glasses every moment. And of course, they're the life of the party at that point in time. But when they leave the pub and the quietness comes back and reality dawns, and this is where the consciousness comes in, then suddenly they realize that, oh, what have I done? And this cuts across so many things, whether women and men go shopping with friends and, you know, before they know it, they've gone on a spending spree. And it's this consciousness that I'm talking about, you knowing, you planning, you organizing yourself around your finances. And one of the things that could help you do that is your values. Now, my values, I don't drink. So there is no way that my money is going to go in that direction because it's not part of what I do. So, you know, there are different things for different people.
Yeah, yeah. So we've talked about the budget, and now we've talked about people's values, their financial values. So how do we reach our financial decisions? So you said, you know, if we're unconscious, we're not really thinking about what we're doing financially. But how would you encourage us to reach our financial decisions?
It's, first of all, it's, you know, I would say write things down.
Try not to, if you can,
try not to make decisions on the spur of the moment as much as you can. There are some decisions, there are certain things that you would find yourself being in the middle of, but it's not, they are rare occasions. Most of the things that come into our lives financially, we knew in advance that they're coming. So we are able to sit down and first ask ourselves, where is it coming from? What's the why factor behind this decision that I want to make? Some people spend money or use money just to show off. They want people to know that they've arrived. So they spend from that point, from that place of they want people to notice them. So when they go shopping, they buy the kind of clothes that would make them be seen, even if they can't afford it, because they are driven by something, you know, completely. So their decisions are also based on that. They are the type of people that like to be noticed, and that drives their financial choices and decisions. For somebody else, it could be that they are more, I would say, aware. They are aware of the decisions that they make. They calculate it. They sit down, they ask themselves questions. Okay, I was taking my daughter to Kidzania. So I'd looked at it, I'd calculated it, and I knew that, okay, going to, what do they call it, going to amusement parks and, you know, going to, you know, theme parks and all that, I know that when you get in there, you're going to spend extra money. So what I did was I took one of my bank accounts and I transferred some money into it. And I said, that's it. Because some, you know, when you're excited, you're in a place, your daughter, your, you know, and the kids that I took with me, we are all excited. We're all having a good time. And before you know it, anyone can get carried away. No matter how conscious I am of money, we can all get carried away by that feeling of excitement. So what did I do? I only put that amount of money. So when we run out of it, we've run out of it. You know, there's nothing more I can do because there's no, I don't have any other card with me. So, so that's me being conscious of the fact that I know where I'm going. I know that you can be in an environment where you get quite excited. You're going to see things, especially when that was our first time of going. So I didn't know what to expect. So I paid for the food before. I paid for the food before I even left. You know, I paid for the food online. So we paid for the food before we got there. Unfortunately, when we got there, we found out that the food we paid for did not include the chips, because it was a package which we just assumed that included the chips, because it was kind of, I would say, almost the most expensive package. So I was a little bit upset with them to start with. It was like, you know, that was a little bit misleading. But we ended up spending a little bit more money for the chips, you know. But I had planned, you know, indirectly by putting some money into a bank account and holding that card and knowing that, that's it. Once we're done with
that.
And you know how kids are. They can be very funny.
Yeah.
So everyone wanted this, they wanted that. And I said, no, we spent all we want to spend and made sure that you've all eaten. We've got a few things that we wanted to buy. You've had drinks, you've had extras, you've had ice cream. That's enough. And
right, so it sounds like, that's great, to come on. So from what you're saying, we talked about the consciousness by having a budget. We talked about the values by what are your value systems. And we've also talked about reaching financial decisions. And sometimes you can be pressured to reach a financial decision because we might want to show off. But it's good to actually write things down and actually plan. We've got quite a lot of questions coming through. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break now, and then I'm going to bring you back in to Combo to talk about steps that you would encourage people in terms of improving their financial consciousness. And then we've got a few questions that I'd also like to ask you as well.
Fantastic.
Okay, so we're going to go and have a break, and then we'll come back in a while. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking financial consciousness here today, and my special guest, Tukumbo Oshunbeyo, is going to be with us. We're going to take a short break now, and then once we come back, we will actually go into our questions, so the chat room will be open.
Developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back again to Passion for Business. We're talking financial consciousness. So for those of you who've just joined us, we have my special guest with me, Tukumbo Oshunbeyo, and we are asking questions now about financial consciousness. We've covered so far budgeting, we've talked about the importance of having our own financial values, and we've also looked at how you can make financial decisions. So welcome back again to Tukumbo.
Thank you, Sharon. Lovely to be back.
Lovely to have you. And I can really hear your passion as you're stating about financial consciousness. We've got a question here. Someone said, what tips would you give in order to help someone resist the negative social culture to spend, spend, and spend. I mean, we have so many adverts in front of us. We've got images to keep up with, appearances, you know, the Mr. Jones. You know, there's all that pressure there. So what tips would you give to someone to resist that negative social culture of constantly spending?
First of all, I would say, who are the people you surround yourself with? That's the very first thing I would say. It's the people you surround yourself with also will determine the kind of lifestyle you live. So sometimes you get to a place where you have to question your relationships. Now, if it's if it's family, then you know that, okay, I can't do without, you know, my family. But it depends. If it's like you being a young person, where you've got brothers and sisters, it's learning to stand up for yourself. It's learning to make your own decisions. And I think also, you know, we can't operate, when you empty something, if you leave anything empty, it will fill itself up. You know, so maybe if it rains, water will get into the container because it's empty. So what I do say to people is find something to replace that. You know, go work for a charity or do something like that. When you're around people that don't have what you have, you will probably appreciate it better than when you surround yourself with people. Yeah. If you surround yourself with people who like shopping all the time, then it's one of two things. You either shop with them or you walk away from them.
Yeah.
So it's
a certain character within you. Yeah,
that's
consciously.
It. It's hard, but always question yourself. You look at a beautiful dress. Because it looks beautiful on the model doesn't mean that it's going to fit you too. So it's everyone's different. But what I do say is when I look at something, I say, oh, that's really lovely, but do I need it?
Yeah.
What's my wife at for wanting to buy? Okay, am I going to a wedding? Then I'll go get a dress. But I don't shop emotionally, thank God. I'm not an emotional shopper or things like that. But if you find that you are an emotional shopper, then that's the work that's got to be done. That's where you go online. And, you know, thankfully we've got the internet now. So you could go online, you can do a lot of research, you can listen to videos. Because information, every word is a seed. I remember reading an article that talked about if you use a towel for more than 3 days, it starts to build bacteria. Now, just reading that was a seed, and I struggled to use my towel after that.
So
the more you hear words like that, you're listening, you're reading, you will start to build a resistance to the things that you struggle with. But it won't happen if you don't keep on feeding yourself with information that helps to bring it to the forefront so that you can deal with it.
That's fantastic. So you're saying that, you know, to resist this negativity, that is decision making, maybe working for a charity, but also making that decision to bring it to the forefront to deal with it. That's been really great too.
Yeah.
So I've got another question here. Someone said, what are the signs that you are unconscious of your finances? Because I might be saying, oh, I'm earning all this money and I've looked at my bank account. I know what's coming in and what's going out. I know everything. I'm conscious. But my money's just going or I'm spending on certain things. So what would you say are some of the signs? If someone wasn't aware of their financial consciousness, what are some of the signs that they're unconscious of their finances?
Well, one of the common ones here in the UK is the direct debit. I have, you know, spoken at many events where I spoke to people and said, go check your bank account. Just go through it, you know, even if it's once a week. Go through it and see what's going on. And I have seen people come back to me and said, I have been paying, and this is real life incidences, I have been paying a direct debit for over 6 years. 6 years, and I didn't know what it was.
Wow.
And because it was probably about like £2.99, you just don't think about it. When we lose big money, we are alert to the big amount. But it's the tiny little pennies that slip through our hands because we signed up for one thing or the other that helps us to understand how conscious or unconscious we are of the money that's flowing in and out of our lives. You know, I had a problem recently where my bag was nicked, and I became aware of the fact that the contactless cards, that we've got to be extremely careful with them, because if it's taken, they can still use your contactless card, even though you've cancelled it.
In UK money. Those things you need to be really careful of.
That's it. So it's just becoming more aware, because you will find out that too many people just don't know how much is coming in and going out. They've set up direct debits that they don't remember, because they don't check. If you have a budget and you say, this is how much has come in this month, and this is how much is going out, and this is how much I should have as a balance in my bank account.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, for me, what I recommend is you're supposed to have different bank accounts. You have a bank account where you know, if you're a multimillionaire, you will have that bank account that has your money, and you'll find that most multimillionaires don't really have a lot of money in cash. They have it in assets, they have it in things like that. But in cash, they really don't have as much. But what I do recommend is have a bank account where you have money that you use on a day-to-day basis, and you can find that easier to manage, because the rest of it, depending on your level, you would have an accountant or a financial consultant or something for that part of it. But for your everyday spending, your everyday decision-making, it's great to have a bank account that deals with things like that, because then are becoming more conscious.
Conscious, you have a separate bank account for different things. Oh, well, it's been really great having you today, and we are nearly at the end of the show. We've been talking about financial consciousness. So if people want to get in touch with you, your website is moneystart.co.uk in terms of financial training, and you've got a big event coming up in the UK on the 25th of June. Would you like to give us your website for that?
Yes, I do. But at the moment, we've got the website down because we are rebranding, and we'll be introducing the new brand at the event. But people can still go on to Eventbrite and just type in Women Elevating Women. And tonight I'll give a discount. It's a 20% discount. And all they need to do is when they go on to Women Elevating Women, June 2015, and just type in the discount section speaker, and it will automatically give them a 20% discount to the event. It's going to be an amazing event. And the room is half sold out, so we don't have much space left. So I would recommend that people get their tickets very quickly, because I haven't been doing as much promotion because I had a lot of work. But we are getting into it now, and we've already sold half the room. So we know by the time the heavy promotion comes in, we would fill out the whole place, which we've done
in the past.
Lovely. Thank you, Sharon, for having me.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you for being on the show today, for conducting really a great awareness, learning about financial consciousness. So thank you so much for conducting. Wonderful to have you. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the UK, please get along to the Convoke event. She is a passionate financial trainer, and she has an event on the 25th of June. Women Elevating Women, and you can get the tickets on Eventbrite. Special discount of 20%, and next week we're here again at 9:30 talking about passion for business. So once again, thank you all for listening. Tell a friend about the show, and you'll be able to listen to the podcast after the show has finished. So thank you all again. Thank you for all your questions, and we will see you again soon. So much.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired, and we'll tune in again for
Passion for Business.